Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Bishop Brennan. Bishop, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be with you, Father Adam.
We're continuing our conversation on Bishop's vision for the Diocese of Columbus. In particular, we're going to kind of focus over the next couple discussions on a very important document from Pope Francis, The Joy of the Gospel. So let's begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Lord God, fill our hearts with the gift of your Holy Spirit, who is joy. We ask, O Lord, that you strengthen and renew us with the gifts of hope. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Joy of the Gospel, this great document that our Holy Father, Pope Francis, put out, begins as sort of the title of the document would indicate, The Joy of the Gospel. But I wanted to read the first couple lines. The joy of the gospel fills the hearts and lives of all who encounter Jesus. Those who accept his offer of salvation are set free from sin, sorrow, inner emptiness, and loneliness. With Christ, joy is constantly born anew. In this exhortation, I wish to encourage the Christian faithful to embark upon a new chapter of evangelization marked by this joy, while pointing out new paths for the Church's journey in years to come. So Pope Francis, the document is on evangelization and this call to evangelization, sort of this universal mission. But what he really wants to emphasize is that it be marked by joy. Bishop, you're a joyful man. Who is the source of our joy, or what is the source of our joy?
Well, clearly it's Jesus Christ. It's God in the human person of Jesus Christ who wants to extend the hand of friendship to us. That's it. You know, the witness of the apostles soon after Jesus' resurrection, there is no other name.
And how do we maintain this sense of joy, especially in life's difficulties?
That's a good question. I think joy, as it's described here, is something deeper and abiding, and it's a sense of confidence. And so it's enjoying the good things that come our way, the consolations, the time we have in prayer where we feel renewed and strengthened. Hopefully what that does is it gives us a sense of confidence when we are facing trials and difficulties. You know, this sense of joy that the Pope defines is in contrast to where he opens the document. He says, now this is my word, not his. So it's almost like there's this grayness, this malaise that just covers the earth. Mm. And it can get into the hearts of believers because sometimes we can get caught up in our own anxieties and projects. But he said the answer is the joy of the gospel. So I guess one simple thing is read the gospel, encounter Jesus Christ, keep talking to Jesus Christ. That's, I think, an important piece to this. I think the other thing is, go back over that definition of joy. It's, don't confuse it. Last year, and it may have even been here at the Josephine, Archbishop Chaput talked about the difference between being comfortable and finding joy. Mm. And we often conflate the two, and we put too much emphasis on being comfortable. It's not the same thing. We are going to have discomforts. We are going to make sacrifices, and we are going to have disappointments. But there's something deeper. Comfort comes and goes. There's a joy that can be abiding, and that comes in that relationship with Jesus Christ.
And, you know, Jesus Christ is the source of our joy, and especially – I think it seems the importance of the encounter with Christ. So joy marks an encounter with Christ. So it's sort of a credible sign that we've encountered Christ if it fills us with this authentic joy.
Correct. And that encounter with Jesus Christ continues to nourish that sense of joy. It's not just a one-time deal that you've had a vision or something like that. But, Jesus calls us into a friendship. So it's an abiding kind of a relationship. And it means, like with any other relationship, being with one another, in the good times and in the bad. And that's what it, that's where the joy can mark that relationship. Yes.
And, you know, I think, of course, maybe if someone's not particularly feeling joyful, you know, maybe that malaise that it surrounds the world has filled our hearts, or we've lost sight of Christ. It's not as if we have to wait for Christ to kind of come and bring joy with him. We can actually beg him and ask him to come.
And that's one of the ways I think that Pope Francis is so great with his language. So he goes in that very same section. He says, you know, he speaks plainly, the Pope. He says, just turn to him and say, Jesus, I've let myself be deceived. Jesus, I've fallen. Jesus, please help me. Reach out to me. That's exactly right. Turn to him. Be close to him.
Very good. If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today is Bishop Brennan. We've been talking about the very first paragraph of the Joy of the Gospel and its emphasis on joy, this document from Pope Francis. You know, Bishop, how can we in the Diocese of Columbus be more joyful about our work as a church, our mission as the church, and our work of evangelization?
Well, that's a big question. But some of the preliminaries, again, I go back to the fundamentals, to know Jesus Christ, to know and love Jesus Christ. The other is really to try to understand where the church is coming from. So first of all, it begins with the relationship. If we begin with the concept that Christianity, and in particular Catholic Christianity, is really just a set of rules and regulations in order to belong to a club, then we're not going to find the joy of Jesus Christ. It begins with the encounter. It begins with a friendship with him. That has to be authentic. Otherwise, it's created. And if we get caught up with it, that can happen on both the positive and the negative side. So some people reject that joy, that possibility of joy, because they just dismiss the church as a whole bunch of rules and regulations. Mm-hmm. Sadly enough, we also have on the other side people inside the church who are really caught up on the rules and regulations.
Yeah.
And with all apologies, they're not the most joyful people that I know.
Yeah.
And so it's focusing on the encounter with Jesus Christ. It's not that the rules and regulations aren't important, but it starts with knowing Jesus Christ. And if you really know Jesus Christ, then actually the so-called rules and regulations start to make sense as really a pathway to joy.
Yeah.
You know, the world is full of lies and deceits. And if you begin with the knowledge of Jesus Christ, then you understand that, you know, some of the church is teaching about human life. The church is teaching about sexuality. The church is teaching about who we are, made in God's own image. It makes more sense when you realize that's a path to true and abiding joy, and that there are a lot of other lies and deceits. So one of the things I keep saying is we have to announce the gospel and announce what the church teaches with joy, because it's good news. It's liberating news. We shouldn't be apologetic when we say, you know, I'm sorry, but the church says you can't do this. That's not very convincing.
Yeah. Now, another point that you made earlier is that we really not be about our own project either. And
yes.
And I wonder if that's not something that dampens our joy, that when it's about how we think it should go or what we think we should do, or kind of protecting our little sphere and our, you know, little thing, you know, when that's lost or challenged, or yes, as we see things, you know, maybe collapsing or, you know, not flourishing, you know, what we have to do is really affix ourselves to Christ,
That's right.
The source of joy.
You know, again, in the document, Pope Francis addressed it. That's why he says this happens to believers too. Mm-hmm. And it happens because we get caught up in our own projects or in our own turf, and we become protectionists. The other thing is, he said, don't be afraid. Don't give up. Don't give up. And sometimes when things don't go the way we want it to go, it might be the Lord leading us in a different direction. You know, I remember at the Encuentro, Cardinal Tobin talking about the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16. Paul wanted to go somewhere. He wanted to go to Asia Minor. And three times, or two or three times, the Holy Spirit prevented him from going there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it said. The Holy Spirit prevented me from going there. And he ended up in Macedonia where the people said, oh, we've been praying you would come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you never give up.
So it's a good detachment from ourselves and an attachment to Christ is
exactly
is the key to it.
Yes. You know, at the Chrism Mass, I spoke about Cardinal Van Tuan, one of my heroes. And, you know, he spoke about everything being taken away from him. He was arrested, and like little by little, he saw everything that he had worked so hard for being taken away from him. And he said, God, why are you doing this? And he had that revelation from the Lord. It's me you need to follow, not the work. It's me.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Let's end with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, fill our hearts with joy. Attach our hearts more firmly to Christ, who is the source of our joy. We ask this through the same Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. This has been Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Bishop Brennan. Thank you, Bishop.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
And until next time, peace and all good.
A reading from the first letter of John, chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. We know that we belong to God, and the whole world is under the power of the evil one. We also know that the Son of God has come and has given us discernment to know the one who is true. And we are in the one who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life.